Five candles. Over the last 4 weeks, we've been lighting candles. We've already touched on that a little bit, but just before we move into something that I'd like to share with you that I believe God has laid on my heart for us this morning. A candle that represents love. Love that draw close. Hope. Hope that is unbreakable. Hope that is certain, because it's a hope that God gives us freely through Christ. Peace. Peace unknown to human condition, because it is peace again that is given by God through Christ, that we might be restored to a relationship with God. And joy, joy that is abundant and joy that is overflowing because of all that God has done. God gives us joy. And the focus at this time is on the story of a baby that was born in a manger. So the final candle, the fifth candle, is a candle that reminds us of Christ. We've seen the story presented to us by the kids. Good, wasn't it? Yeah, really good. Has anybody there got a puzzle, piece of puzzle? Let me see. I want to make sure they're all there. Steph, did you get them all out for me? Okay. Good, good. Yeah, that's fine. G'day. I kept my favourite piece of the puzzle. It's got a little sky and a little smiley man with a beard, and he just seems so happy. And I wonder what else is going on. I wonder what else is happening. I haven't got a clue. This is just one piece of a puzzle. Tim, what do you reckon the rest of the puzzle is about?
Is it some people in a city and there's a bus?
Okay, some people in the city and there's a bus. Thanks, Tim. What do you reckon, Margaret?
Four people, maybe.
Hang on, there. Come on. One, two, three, four, five.
Five, sorry.
Yeah, have a good look. Yeah, and you know, five people, so we've got some people in a bus in a city, five people. Anyone else have a look at my special piece? Dave, he'll do. What do you reckon? What's the rest of the puzzle?
Looks like Peter McLeod going off to the funny
farm. Yeah, the Peter McLeod going off to the funny farm. That's why it's my favourite piece.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, we finally get rid of him. Sorry, Pete. Where is he? Sorry, Pete.
After all these decades.
After all these decades, yeah, I know. Yeah, they just won't keep you there, will they? It's one piece of 16. If you've got a piece of puzzle, you want to bring it up the front for me and just see if you can work together in a... If little kids, if they want to come with an adult, that's fine. Maybe this team can work together. Thank you. No, you hang on to it. I want you to find... Hang on, no, come here, come here. What I would like you to do is just wait and see if you can work out where your piece goes in the picture, okay? You know, people have got roasts cooking. They want Christmas lunch, not just dinner. Do you need some help? You can talk to each other. I tell you, animals, children, and... No, I won't say the next bit. I wasn't going to say church members. I'll give you a hint. It's only two pieces wide. And eight pieces long. Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Matt. Don't you want to see what the rest of the picture looks like? Don't you care? I tell you. Have you got a piece? Would you like my special piece in a moment? Would you like to put that one in? You can put that in last when they've all done. Thanks. Beautiful. Hang on, before you go, what's your name? Patrick, do you want to wait for a tick? Can you help me just for a sec? You happy to help me? Is this one that's working, Keith? Beautiful. Hey, Patrick, Can you tell the people what you see in the picture? Would you like to do that for me? Yeah, I think you will. You want to tell us about the picture? No. All right, that's all good. It's dangerous territory, that is. You never know. They set you up. Tim. Hey, you told me what you thought the picture was. Do you want to come and have a bit of a close look and tell us what you see now? This will teach you for going on holiday.
Well, there's a bus, but there's also a car, a milk truck, another car, a bike, and another bike, and a dog. So I was kind of right, but I didn't see the whole picture.
You're kind of right. Yeah, kind of right. What about the cats? I mean, what are they up on the hill? Are they goats or cows?
They look like cows.
And mountains, strange-looking mountains, aren't they?
Some weird rocks.
And what sort of truck is it?
A milk truck.
Milk truck, yeah.
He's turning.
He's turning, yeah.
He's going to drive into this car. They're going to, like, crash.
But he's so happy about it.
And so
I've seen a lot of truck drivers like that. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Tim. What do you reckon, Dave? Is it different to what you thought? No. It's still Peter going to the funny farm. Thanks. Should never ask David a question during a service. Mental note. Margaret, what do you reckon? Is it a bit different to what you thought? It's more than five people.
Very different.
Yeah.
It's a city.
Community. It's a city. It's a community. It's a whole lot of things. You know, I could have helped out, actually. I could have helped. You know, I could have helped you put your pieces together. This puzzle is probably about close to 30 years old. It belonged to one of our kids. The comment I want to make is this. Christmas, the birth of Jesus, is just one piece in the puzzle. It's a great piece. It's an exciting piece. But if we only look at the one piece, that one part of the puzzle, we miss out on the whole of the picture. It takes a community to bring those pieces together sometimes and collate them. And sometimes we can use a master plan to help us see where the pieces fit in. One book with 66 books in it with I don't know how many stories. But they all, in one way or another, point forward and away from Jesus. Right from the beginning, the Bible tells us we have a need to be restored to God. The writer of the Hebrews, there's one letter in here, says these words. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, he's spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, he created the universe. And the writer goes on, and everything is perfect about this Jesus. Everything he does is better than anything else that's happened before. There is no way to be restored to God without Jesus. There's no hope without Jesus. There's no peace without Jesus. There's no joy without Jesus. This Christmas, I encourage you to celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Lord, our Saviour, our Messiah. But as you celebrate Christmas, don't lose sight of the bigger picture. A picture that starts with God creating and man and woman living close to God. A story that then develops into man and woman being at distance from God and not even be able to come close to God. And then through Jesus, it all gets reversed. Come on home is the cry of Christ. Come back to the Father. That's Christmas. One piece is the birth. And then there's other pieces that talk about a heaven, a new heaven, a new earth. So celebrate the birth, but don't forget the whole picture. Thanks for those that helped me with the pieces. And I'm going to pray now before we go into our final song. Loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for this beautiful day where we can celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that that gives us hope, which is unbreakable, peace that is uncomprehendable, joy that is overflowing. And we thank you that Jesus has made it possible for us to be restored to friendship with God. Help us, Father, to celebrate that. Help us to celebrate Jesus as Lord, as Saviour, and as King. And help us to look forward to all the promises that are still in your word for Jesus' return and a perfect world, a world which will never break again. For we ask this in his mighty name. Amen.